listening to The Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Feels like this should just be a regular old Steve Gruber Show bed. But it is part of our journey back in musical history. As we celebrate a birthday today for the bassist from Motley Crue. Don't forget the umlauts. Nikki Sixx with a birthday today. And Nikki Sixx is 60 years old. Kickstart My Heart is what we heard from Dr. Feelgood, the number one album in 1989 for Motley Crue. Nikki Sixx, the bassist from Motley Crue, is 60 years old today. One of the more famous Behind the Music episodes of on VH1 featuring Motley Crue and Nikki Sixx, the focus. I think this is like, this is almost the Behind the Music moment. And that, Nikki Sixx had overdosed and had passed out and was dead. And this is like the part that's in all the promos for that episode of Nikki Sixx is, I woke up and the needle was still in my arm. Yeah. Nikki Sixx somehow is 60 years old today. The bassist from Motley Crue. We always dig back into the world of music history through the morning when I fill in here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk with Hans von Spakovsky coming up in a little more than 10 minutes from now. I want to hit this probably once now and maybe once later in the program. Audience is always changing, you know. New York Times story today. With power grabs in the Midwest, GOP risks a 2020 backlash. I just want to go over this quickly and get to the main point, which is a story here in the Times. Michigan Republicans moving legislation last week to limit the power of newly elected Democrats. Some liberal activists shouted shame through the Capitol Rotunda while others trailed legislators with boom microphones, live streaming their interactions online to make them uncomfortable. But if many on the left see a power grab underway in this state and a similar one in Wisconsin, Michigan's incoming Democratic governor sees something more. Political possibility. Gretchen Whitmer says, quote, this gamesmanship will keep voters and activists active through the 2020 election. They're thinking short term, referring to Republicans. Time story says the continuing legislative maneuvers in Michigan and Wisconsin are part of a broader war for power in the Midwest. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Michigan, Wisconsin, the two places where some of this is happening, and liberals are just freaking out about this, that things would actually get done in this quote-unquote lame duck session with new legislators ready to take office shortly. And look, if you read any of the coverage here, hear anyone talk about this, it's unprecedented. This is incredible. It's an attack on democracy. It is tearing apart the fabric of our country's governing. And that's just simply not true. It's not. Noah Rothman over at Commentary Magazine has a great, great piece. I will read part of it. I highly recommend you get over there and read. Noah Rothman actually will be at Hillsdale in February in 2019. He has a new book coming out, too. The Wisconsin Coup That Wasn't. The Wisconsin Coup That Wasn't is the piece at Commentary Magazine from Noah Rothman. I'll read the lead, then get to some of the main points. Have you heard there's a coup underway in Wisconsin with a Democrat set? And you could put Michigan in there too. With a Democrat set to retake the state house in January, Wisconsin Republicans convened a lame duck session of the legislature with the intention of passing a series of bills aimed at curbing the new governor's authority. Covers a range of activity, blah, blah, blah. His main point is that no, this is not unprecedented. Yes, this has happened previously. Yes, Democrats have done this. Now, here are some of the examples he cites in the piece. This is practically tradition in North Carolina. When the governor's mansion changed hands in 72, 84, and 88, legislative Democrats were behind the effort to rein in the new Republican governor's appointment power. Elsewhere, following a statewide electoral rebellion against New Jersey Governor Jim Florio in 1991, Democratic Party lost control of both legislative chambers. On the eve of reapportionment, and with New Jersey set to lose congressional seats, that would have left Republicans in control of the federal redistricting process. That would not do so. Legislative Democrats, in a lame duck session, ceded the redistricting authority to an independent commission. They stripped power from the incoming Republican governor. How dare they? From my home state, where I was born and bred, Illinois, this was just, this was 4 years ago. Short memories. Bruce Rauner, Republican, won a upset victory over Pat Quinn, the incumbent. Legislative Democrats moved in the lame duck session to truncate the length of the term to which the governor could appoint a comptroller from 4 years to two. The comptroller passed away shortly after being reelected, and so the new governor would be appointing a new comptroller. Democrats said, we don't want to give you 4 years, as the law says. We're going to strip your power, take away your power, and take it back to 2 years. Thus, Democrats could run that comptroller's race in 2016 in a presidential election year, and they won back that comptroller's office. They stripped away the governor's power. Unbelievable. Had Massachusetts governor or Massachusetts Senator John Kerry been elected to the presidency in 2004, Mitt Romney would have been legally obligated to appoint his replacement to the U.S. Senate. That would have been a Republican, presumably. Democrats could not have that, so they overrode Romney's veto to strip his office of senatorial appointment power. They were so convinced Kerry would win that Romney would have to appoint someone. They said, no, 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 we don't want the Republican appointing someone. We're going to take that power away. And you know what happened after that? Ted Kennedy died. Democrat Governor Deval Patrick was hamstrung by that law. So what do? They reversed it. They repealed it. Yeah. And this is not to say anything for the many, many times this has been attempted by Democrats. They did so in Wisconsin when Jim Doyle left, and actually Scott Walker was coming into office. They tried this in 2009 when Chris Christie won the governor's mansion in New Jersey. This is nothing new. Activities, is his conclusion quickly, activities of American office holders after they have been voted out of office have vexed incoming politicians since at least the Midnight Judges. Do you know the Midnight Judges? The ones appointed by John Adams in March of 1801. He was literally signing the orders to appoint these judges as time ran out on his presidency, and a few did not make it in time. This has been happening for a long, long time. It's not a coup. It's not unprecedented. Go read Noah Rothman over at Commentary. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.